Hilchos Tefillin. Hilchos Tefillin is divided into a few parts, and I think the first one is probably the most relevant one. There's an incredible amount of halachas. Many of them people forget. People just simply forget, and some of them are not so known, and they are very, very important. So let's get cracking straight away without further delay. Hilchos Tefillin, which is Siman Chav Hei. Dinei Tefillin beProtos. So the first halacha is not even direct, the first few halachas are not even directly related to Tefillin per se. But let's see what it says over here. Acha Shalobash Talis Metzuyetz. After a person is wearing the Talis, Yoniach Tefillin, he will put on the Tefillin. Why? So Shemalin Bakoidesh. Because it increases Kedusha. So what is this referring to? Really what the Shulchan Aruch is addressing over here is the following question. Why is it that we first put on Talis and then Tefillin? Let's do the other way around. You know, like we say in Yiddish, Mach Faket. You know, who says? You know, why are we putting on first Talis and then Tefillin?
It's got more Kedusha.
Why does Tefillin have more Kedusha?
It's got parchments?
Okay, but tzitzit, you could argue that tzitzit's got also that, you know, the gedilin. It's also very highly. Yes, so the tzitzit also represent, we learned extensively that it depressed the strings, they all represent yud, k, vav, k. Why is it that filling up? So it says, malim bekoidesh. So there's a moedig, fantastic, so inspirational bialoch over here. It's really inspirational. It's like very hashkofa, musa. It's really beautiful, something to think about, Rabbi Yisai. Why is it that the Tefillin is more heilig, more kodesh than the Talis? Says the Bialoch on the side, Shemalim Bakoidesh, Al Ha'odom Koi. Can you see on the side the Bialoch? It's referring to the person. Al Ha'odom Koi, it's referring to the person. Shetzoich Leilich, a person must go, Medar Geledag, from step to step, Veleis Alois Bekdusha, to increase and improve in Kedusha levels. Ki Metchilo, look at these words. Urak mechusse. Initially, it's only mechusse. It's only covered. It's atzmo bekisu shel mitzvah. Initially, only covered with a cover of mitzvah. I.e. The talis. You're only covering yourself with mitzvah. Ve'alidei atfilin, and through the tefillin, hu mekasher es atzmo, he's tightening himself. He's connecting himself bekesher with a knot. Hayichud ve'akdusha. The tefillin is a knot. Is a physical connection more than just a covering. So the talis is a cover, which is great, but the tefillin is a more intense connection. And that's why it's malim bakoidesh. Very interesting. Very interesting. It's something to think about over here. I wonder if it means that why is a covering less kedusha than a kesher?
External.
I was thinking of something slightly different. Why is a cover less than a kesher? Yeah, that's it. I was thinking on those lines. I was thinking on those lines that a talus. A talus means you're covering yourself. Now, if a person is covering himself, a person is covered, yeah, you can easily slip out kind of thing. You can. It's comfortable, it's nice, it's good, a person being covered. It's comfortable, it's good, but a person can get out. As opposed to a tefillin, which is a knot, a kesher. Now, a kesher means that just like much as your person is mekusha, there's also the untying, which requires something. It's a two-sided. It's a two-sided connection. There's the, if you want to get out of a kesher, you've got to untighten yourself. And that's why it's much more powerful. So that's why it's malim bekodesh. The talis is a lower level, which is kisui, and the tefillin is a higher level, which is a kesher. Okay. Now the Mishnah says over here, in Sefkot and Beis Yoniach tefillin. What happens if a person only has financial means to buy either tefillin or tzitzis? Interesting question, because
how much does the talis cost?
And how much the tefillin cost? It's a huge difference. But I don't know, the question is, what if a person only has financial capabilities of affording one of the two, either the talis or the tefillin? So what would you say?
It's got to be Tefillin.
It's got to be
Because Taras is only a mitzvah if you...
Exactly. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tefkot and Beis. Mish en yodem asag is liknos tzitzit. Tefillin, if a person can only afford tzitzit or tefillin, hechru achronim lachronim pasken. And they have decided that tefillin, kodim and tefillin comes first. Why? Ki tzitzit rak mitzvah, because tzitzit is only a mitzvah. Im yesh loy talas shel arba kanfas. If a person has got a talas of four corners, then he's to put on tzitzit. But, as opposed to tefillin, who chayva, a person's got an obligation to put on positively tefillin. So it's much greater requirement.
I was going to say that should have been the original makor for why, for Ma'alim B'Kodesh, instead of the talis and then you go kesher and kisser.
No, because Ma'alim B'Kodesh is, if you've got both, which one comes first? You've got both. This is a different discussion. What if you can only afford one?
Fine, but if you have both, surely you should build up to the more, that's the reason you should build up to the more important one.
Because it is a great...
You're only wearing a
right, okay, I hear what you're saying. I hear, okay. Misha'enu menichanu b'chlal poish yisrael b'guf on somebody who doesn't put on tefillin, he's considered a poish, somebody who put on tefillin is a poish yisrael b'guf on somebody who physically desecrates and sins in klal yisrael. It's a very, very serious transgression of somebody who fails to put on tefillin. Kedele kamon simen lamed zayin, as we'll discuss in simen lamed zayin. And the Kolshkin even more, so that is very relevant. What if a person wants to be mahada? That's very, very important halacha that. What if a person wants to be a bit more extravagant, a bit more generous with the mitzvahs? Would you know, I want to invest in my mitzvahs now. What is he meant to invest? Should I rather buy a new talis for another 100 to 120 pounds? Or should I rather just check my tefillin and improve their quality and make sure my tefillin are on a higher level? The answer is, you should definitely see to your tefillin first, because there are more tefillin koydim lekule alma. The oil nichsholim is, and people of sometimes forget this halacha. Yeah. Now, continue Shulchan Aruch. When I'm moving topic, really, I don't know why it's the same halacha. It's a slightly different point now. Va'minichin kis shel tefillin v'talis shetich kis achas. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Back to the top. What if a person has got the kis tefillin, the bag of tefillin, the talis, and the bag of the talis, the soich kis echot, if you have the talis and the tefillin in the same bag, tzichin lezo, you must be careful, shlo yanichu kis tefillin lemalo. You must ensure that the tefillin is not on top. That you don't meet the tefillin first when reaching into the bag. Why? Kidei shlo yifka bohem techilo. Top of page 64, that you don't bump into the tefillin first. Because if you were to bump into the tefillin first, then ve'itzorech la'anichom, you'd have to put them on first. Kodim ha'talis, prior to the talis, kidei shelo yaver la'mitzvah, that you shouldn't pass over the mitzvah. And that is really the crunch of this halacha, of this seif. There is a halacha of a ma'avirin ala mitzvah, you shouldn't pass over the mitzvahs. So when you've got two mitzvahs, you're always the first one that comes, that's the one that you fulfill first. It's disrespectful, it's bizarre to like skip, I don't like this mitzvah, I'll take the one behind you. And we're talking about physically the ones in front of you. We're not in the hashkafu world, we're talking about in the physical world. If the mitzvah that comes to you first, that's the one you've got to miss. I mean, it's not such a long time ago that we had Chanukah, not such a long time ago. And there also this halacha that you mustn't pass over the neiros. You have to ensure that the first neir is the one that's nearest to you. Mishnah Berurah taught us then that you've got to make sure you can't reach the furthest one and then after go the nearest one. You have to position yourself that right, because ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs, you may not bypass or pass over the mitzvahs are near you. So same here also, you've got to make sure that the way you put your talis and your tefillin away, that you first encounter your talis, because as we learned, talis is to be put on first. Because if you were to reach first your tefillin, you get stuck. Because if you have to, you're not allowed to bypass it. You've got to put on your tefillin first. Oh, we'll speak about that. Hold on. Pardon? Yes. Because if it is, yeah. Because it means that you're not actually reaching out. So I want to just... is what the more adds over here. What happens if a person, this is a slightly different scenario that, what happens if a person has got tefillin, but it doesn't have tzitzis. Imagine a person goes to shul and for some reason he forgot his talis at home. Imagine on Sunday morning, whatever, he put his talis away, and he zooms off to shul and oops, I only got my tefillin, I don't have my talis. What are you meant to do now? Are you meant to rush back? Okay, there's no talis in shul, for argument's sake. There's no talis in shul, they're all apostle. Whatever. What are you meant to do that? Are you meant to put on your tefillin and forget about the talis, or put on talis later when you get back home? This is a real life scenario. Or are you meant to just, you know, I cannot put on the tefillin. I cannot put on tefillin before having the talis. What are you meant to do? It's not a different case. So here the Shulchan Aruch, what the Gemara says, if you've got tefillin muzmanim biyado, if you've got tefillin ve'ein lo tzitzis, but you don't have tzitzis, ein tzorich lehamtin la tzitzis, you don't have to wait for the tzitzis, rather what you're going to do is you put on tefillin, elo meniach tefillin, v'kshim eviyom talis, and when you're going to get to the talis ma'atfo, you're going to put on talis later. So there's a distinction over here. When you've got, what's the vault? The vault is if you've got in your talis bag, you've got a talis in your tefillin, you've got to make sure that you put on, that you reach the talis first. Because if you were to reach the tefillin first, you reached it, and ma'avirin ala mitzvahs, you've got to put on the tefillin and subsequently the talis. However, and that's the Gemara's case, if you only have tefillin, such as you've got a talis at home, then you don't have both in front of you. You only got the tefillin. Then you just put on the tefillin and you worry about the talis later on. Imagine a person is a guest. You're invited, you go to on Shabbos. Shabbos morning, you go to shul. Not your local shul. You go to shul and actually not Shabbos morning. You're invited, I don't know what the scenario would be. You forgot your talis, but you do have your tefillin for whatever the reason may be. I don't know. A person has to go to hospital. He grabs his tefillin, he doesn't take his talis. So the halacha will be, if you don't have your talis now, okay, so don't worry, just put on your tefillin and worry about the talis later on. That's okay. Yeah.
Would there be any need to say Krishma with the talis on later on?
No.
Because obviously the mitzvah's linked because you made the sheker.
There's an Indian with tefillin which we're going to speak about. I think in terms of talis, that there isn't much point.
If a person forgotten his talis and tefillin, is in shul now, can either put on tefillin now or talis now. What's better?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Let's think this through. If a person has got either talis or tefillin,
he's forgotten the whole thing.
And either one person can lend him a talis or another person can lend him a talis, but he can't have both. Why would you argue a talis?
It's more an idiot of tefillin. Talis is miyuchad of tefillin. Tefillin is you do it all day.
Hmm. Good point. Jonathan argues you've got talis cotton already. So to some extent you're fulfilling that already.
But the difference between talis cotton and talis
is probably not enough. I'd probably agree with you.
Having a lot of times in school, a boy forgets his talis, his tefillin. So that's not a problem. Somebody will lend him the tefillin. But if somebody got talis and tefillin, the boy will say, "If you want my talis now, I'll give you my talis now. If you want my tefillin now."
You got it. Yeah. I think that probably he should choose that. I agree. He should probably choose the tefillin.
What happens
about a minion tefillin? Yes. So Reb Shlomo Zalman has that question. Exactly. So Shlomo Zalman addresses that very question, which I was very curious about. So the case will be, I just wonder if the Mishnah Berurah, so the answer is, so Shlomo Zalman addressed that question. So what's the question is, you forget your talis at home, and you got your tefillin. You forget both. And now you can either daven bet tzibur, and you're not going to have not talis and not tefillin. Or you can go back, you will have talis and tefillin, but you're not going to have tefillin bet tzibur. Because by the time you're back, you're going to miss already the whole thing. What would you say?
Funny, someone told me the other day that it's best to daven yichud with tefillin.
Ah, yeah, better that. So I was thinking, you should probably. I don't have evidence for that though. I would argue, you should daven with tzibur and put on the talis and tefillin later. But I don't have evidence for that. That's my instinct tells me, because Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says with the case of the talis. He says a person should not worry about a talis. He should definitely put on tefillin now and daven b'tzibur and not worry about the.
Without a talis.
Yeah.
Rather than go.
He has tefillin. Yeah. I would argue that tefillin b'tzibur is doichet. I think I saw it somewhere, but I'm not 100% sure. I think I saw it somewhere. I don't have 100% evidence. That's why I don't, maybe I did. Oh, yeah, you said it. Oh, I see.
Same name.
Yes. Let me see. Did I see this?
He says
you should daven b'yechidus. Better to daven b'yechidus without filling rather than with tzibur without.
I think people get embarrassed as well.
This is a bizarre as well. Okay, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
It's a big inyan.
It's definitely yes, but the question is it doichet tefillah b'tzibur? I have a feeling that I saw that it's doichet tefillah b'tzibur. Okay, now there's a very interesting mishnah in Sifkot and Dalet Rabosai, which I don't know how far to take it. I really don't know how to think. Mishnah Berurah says that what do we say? When you put on talis and tefillin, you've got to make sure the Shulchan Aruch taught us that make sure that the talis and the tefillin is positioned in a way that you're going to reach the talis before the tefillin. It's really important, Rabbi. It's really, really important. Chazanish used to wrap in the very interesting. I saw that the meaning of the Chazanish was he would wrap up the tefillin in the talis, so that by default he would always get to the tefillin after reaching the talis. So that in the tefillin bag, would be inside the talis. Interesting. That's how the Chazon Ish used to do it. Because you want to make sure they're always going to bump into the talis before the tefillin. Yeah, I know. But it was just the SSA's kind of thing. So now, the Mishnah goes a step further. Okay. The Mishnah now in Sifkot Dalas goes a step further than that. Nearly, Mishnah is mechadish himself. This is Chavetz Chaim talking now. Nearly poshut. What happens if a person davens at home? Watch out for this scenario. A person davens at home. COVID, lockdown. A person davens at home. Veroitz aniach talis and tefillin. Obviously, wishes to put on talis and tefillin. The room where he is now in the dining room. Munachat tefillin. There's tefillin in the dining room. That's where he's now. He's positioned now in the dining room. And that's where the tefillin is. In the different room, munachat talis. The other room, in the study, is the talis. And he's now decided to daven. What should he do?
Get the talis.
Get the talis, right? I would have said, come on, go to the study, get your talis, don't be lazy. Says the Mishmo, no. It's unbelievable chiddush. Incredible chiddush. Tzarich laniach tefillin bereisha. No. Where are you now? In the dining room? That's where the tefillin are. You put on the tefillin. Yes, you put on tefillin because ein ma'avir na mitzvahs. Don't pass over mitzvahs. You are now in that room where the tefillin are. Put on the tefillin.
Does that not depend where you have it on to?
If I want to take a sefer out, oops, I'm passing a chumash
now. Ein ma'avir na mitzvahs, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so the answer to your question is that you don't need the Bav Basa now. You need the Chulin. So it's not the same case. He needs both. He needs Talis and Tefillin. You don't need the Sefer Shmois now. You need the Sefer Bereishis. So it's not. So there's a difference. There's a bit of a difference. But I hear, I would have argued that there's Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvahs in different rooms. If it's the same bag. Because it's too remote.
The only thing I would say is, where's he davening?
If he's going to daven in the study, I need a I'm not ready yet to put my tefillin on because I want to put
Where do we say that we have so
to? I hear as well. I hear depends. I hear. I hear.
Where do we say that I can say talis before tefillin? Where do we get that from that we can't put tefillin on before talis? Well, I know there's an order thing.
Ein ma'avir na mitzvah. No, that's malim b'kodesh. That is the initial concept. Malim b'kodesh. And that kedusha of tefillin is greater than tefillin, than the kedusha of. Absolutely, yeah.
Why is that so difficult?
Because ein mavin is doicha. No, I have difficulty in understanding that ein mavin applies in different rooms.
Right.
That's I understand if it's a tefillin, the talis bag, tefillin bag, and if you that I hear. That you got to now, if you touch the tefillin first, you've got to put on tefillin first. I hear that. But I'm finding it hard to understand that if it's you're now in happens to be in this room and the talis is in this room, the tefillin is in this room in the present room, and the tefillin and the tefillin is in this room and the talis is in a different room, that that it's called involving the mitzvahs.
It's a greater application of the environment because you're actually physically walking away from the mitzvah that you're meant to be doing. So anyway, if in any way, I would suggest that maybe it's a greater example.
Because
it's more pressing sort of breach of Ein
Maariv. Okay.
You actually physically.
You feel that it's easy. What were you saying?
Put your hand over it.
No, the explanation I'm not happy with because you said that's what you need now. So talis is what you need now.
No, I don't. I need both talis and tefillin now. In 3 minutes, I'm going to have both. If you were to use Bav Basa and Bav Metzi in 3 minutes, you could argue that Ein Maariv and Mitzvah does apply. But if you're not going to use Bav Metzia, you're only going to use Bav Basa, there is no Ein Maariv and Mitzvah because you only use, you need that one. Here, you're going to end up in 3 minutes, you're going to have both the talis and the tefillin. Says the Mishnah, so achat tefillin mizuman in front of. He says that tzarich laniach tefillin bereish kedei shulayav ala mitzvah. Achat that tefillin mizuman in front of tchila. Va'av shel natan adan tefillin biyod, although you haven't actually reached the tefillin yet. Yeah.
Will it make a difference where he wants to put them on?
Pardon?
My question about where he wants to put them on, does that make any difference?
Where he puts them on? It's not mentioned. It's not mentioned that being the difference at all.
I'm
it's not mentioned.
Put them on yet.
Yeah, I know, I hear what you're saying. It's not mentioned. It's not mentioned Achronim. So Sifkotten's... Pardon? Yeah, that will be discussed later specifically. Yeah, absolutely. That will be addressed specifically later. Specifically later. Yeah, so... Now, the Mishnah Sifkotten Zayin, again, that addressed the case. What if you end up in shul with only the tefillin? So we said, put on the tefillin by all means. If cotton zayin, ain't so chemish, ain't mashin is a mitzvah, don't delay mitzvah. Avro pishyesh le mashiyas ach kachyos min amuf. Although later on you could do the mitzvah in a great, in a high level. Mitzvah b'shayt chaviva. Yeah. Okay, so that's the concept of this evening. Rabbi said, just summarize what we learned. This evening we spoke about the idea of malim b'kodesh. Therefore, based on the concept of malim b'kodesh, we put on first the talis and later the tefillin. Why is it malim b'kodesh? Because talis is only a
covering
and tefillin is a tightening, is a kasha. Then we spoke about if you Shulchan Aruch's case that if you bump into, you have to ensure that you have to first bump into the talis, because if you were to bump into the tefillin first, you have to put him on first. Ein mavin al mitzvahs. There's, by the way, opinions that hold the ein mavin might even be a deraisa. And then we spoke about the case if you're only going to have talis, so only going to have tefillin. If you're only going to have tefillin, then you should put on the tefillin, not wait for the talis. Although you're going to get the talis later, you should not delay putting on the tefillin. Okay, that's it for this evening, Rabbi Yisai.